scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
Oh, yeah. I love this. I love when records are trying to be broken, and I love it when it has to do with food, because the world's longest pizza.
Sorry, did you say the world's longest pizza?
World's longest.
I've never heard of such a contest.
Yeah.
We don't usually think about pizzas in terms of length.
Well, yeah, because usually they do like the biggest, you know, in a round or circumference or radius. But a group of bakers from Italy set a new world record just last week for the world's longest fried pizza. Over 100 pizza makers made a 23-foot pizza with 183 pounds of flour, 110 pounds of mozzarella cheese, 33 pounds of ricotta cheese, and 15 pounds of tomato sauce.
Do you usually put ricotta cheese on a pizza?
Yeah, usually. Yeah. I like Italian-style pizzas. Oh, yeah, okay. You usually do like a little, almost like a, what's the margarita pizza?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
You do like the things
the
of...
lots of cheese.
Yeah, the little circles of mozzarella, yeah. And then you just do a little...
A lot of plopping.
But what's crazy too is, like, you know, you can make a huge pizza, but how do you bake it?
That's what I was just thinking. Do they have a 23-foot oven, or do they do it in pieces?
I've seen some stuff like this before, where they do like almost like a conveyor belt.
I was gonna say like a roller in and through and out,
and they just roll it all the way through, and then
you
it
gotta
just
have
goes,
some time on your hands.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Was there a prize? Did they win anything good?
I mean, they probably just have a record now that they can just put a certificate on the wall.
That seems like a lot of work.
Home of the world's longest pizza.
Well, another story coming to us out of Italy is that a judge ordered a couple to rename their daughter.
Really?
It's a Milan, Italy couple. And the judge ordered them to rename their 18-month-old daughter because her current name, Blue, B-L-U, no E, is not gender appropriate, they said. The girl's parents say her name is meant to reflect someone who's beautiful, vibrant, and unique. But Italian law requires parents to give their children names which are considered gender appropriate.
Huh.
They must appear in court this week to choose another name. Can you imagine, like, going by one name for 18 months and you're like, we were just kidding?
Oh, it's so weird, though.
I know.
Yeah, because the baby's 18 months.
I know.
That's enough to, you know, be called by that name and actually answer to that. I mean,
yeah.
That's weird.
That's really weird. Well, you know, that does not happen in the United States because we have some
I was just gonna
crazy
say that.
Names.
Can that happen
here?
With all the celebrities? what
well,
is
there's
it?
A Blue.
There's a Blue. There's a Blue Ivy. Yeah,
Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then,
the Ivy.
What, Gwyneth Paltrow's kid is Apple.
Right.
That's not gender appropriate or
That's
gender
just
specific.
Neutral, I think. It could be any gender. Can be an apple.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. What about a blueberry? Maybe this girl could just become Blueberry.
Oh, maybe her last name's Berry.
That's possible.
Or her last name's Raspberry. Who knows?
Blue Raspberry.
But that's trending topics for this morning.